Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Parncho Herrera. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Heist. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. And now, play ball. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Heist settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Heist batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Heist takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kindle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Kindle reaches second base with a double. Heist moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is walked intentionally. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Altman strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Heist scores. Kindle moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kindle scores. Banks scores. Santo moves to third. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ed Bauschi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There's a wild pitch. Bertel moves to second. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bauschi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Herrera strikes out. 1 out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Covington hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo juggles the ball. That's an error on Santa. Clay Dalrymple batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell strikes out. 1 out. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Heist is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heist hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Amaro hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Short strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Callison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Callison reaches second base with a double. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callison scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Bertel moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Cardwell reaches second base with a double. Bertel scores. Bauschi goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Cubs. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heist hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. Herrera strikes out. One out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Covington reaches second base with a double. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Covington scores. Smith moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Amaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Amaro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Amaro reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 7-3, Cubs. Bobby Smith pinch hits for Jack Baldschun. Bobby Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dallas Green now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kindle strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a line drive off the glove of Taylor, and into shallow right field. Banks reaches second base with a double. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Williams reaches second base with a double. Banks scores. Altman goes all the way around to score. It's 9-3, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bertel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Callison strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Heiss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Cardwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cardwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. he's got two RBIs. Cardwell takes first base on ball four. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heist hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Green fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0 for 2 in the game. Herrera strikes out. 1 out. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Covington is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops it up and throws to first, with Cardwell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus pinch hits for Ruben Amaro. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mauchmus strikes out. 1 out. Dallas Green is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Green takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus now playing shortstop. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauchmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bertel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bausch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bausch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bausch takes first base on ball 4. Bertel moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cardwell hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Heist is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Heist is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Heist is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor strikes out. 1 out. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 2 outs. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Herrera is 0 for 3 in the game. Herrera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kindle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kindle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Covington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 3 in the game. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.